Now then, we spoke earlier in the week on the programme about a conference that's taking place at the moment in Nicosia on media against racism in sport. One of the keynote speakers is the Deputy Executive Secretary of the Enlarged Partial Agreement on Sport, which is based at the Council of Europe. She is Sonia Pared, and she's on the line. Sonia, good evening.
Good evening.
First, maybe you could tell us what the work is of the Enlarged Partial Agreement on Sport. It's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
I know. The thing is, there used to be an agreement in the Council of Europe that states should work on sport policies, obviously. And at a certain point of time, it was decided for budgetary reason to cut the activities from the Council of Europe. And therefore, a group of states have decided to join forces and efforts to pursue this cooperation at European level. So basically, we are working on sport policies at European level, together with the public authorities, and also with the sport movement, the civil society, which is, of course, very important.
But not every member of the Council of Europe is a member of this, or is it?
No, actually, to date, we have 34 member states, which is not the total number of states of the Council of Europe, because now there are 47 member states.
So why, I noticed that I don't see Great Britain in there, do I?
No.
Some of the bigger sporting nations, and particularly with the Olympics coming up, you'd expect to see them in there. Why aren't they members?
Well, actually, they were. The UK was a member, and they withdrew for budgetary reason. I think it was 2 years ago. And we managed to organize activities also in the UK. For instance, last year, we organized an event in London about women and sport, precisely to tackle the issue of representation of women a year before the Olympics.
All right. Now, what have you been telling people here in Cyprus? What's the purpose of this visit?
Well, the whole purpose of my contribution to this project on media and sports media is related to the fact that sport can be a wonderful tool to promote social cohesion, to promote friendship, peace, etc. But the fact is that sport is a mirror of a society. And therefore, you need some political willingness, you need to have some strong involvement from different partners to make sport a real tool for peace. And one of the actors is obviously the media sector and the sports journalists in particular. And if we want to have a reflection of sport as a play, for instance, when you have people with different backgrounds on the pitch, because sport concerns everybody, basically. Every one of us have made at some point sport, whether at school or outside school. And this is an occasion, a rare occasion, where you would be able to meet people with different origin, from religious background, social status, whether gender, male or female, with sexual orientation. So you have the possibility to interact with another person which is different from you. And that's the whole purpose of sport. So the role of the media in that respect is to emphasize this aspect of sport, and they contribute to bring this positive image from the sport as a tool to promote social cohesion.
How much sort of cohesion is there between the EPAS and, for example, the governing bodies of the various sports, who tend to be very much their own people? Do you have a close contact with them?
With the sport movement, you mean?
With FIFA and all the governing bodies of all the major sports, basically.
Absolutely. We do have, actually, in this partial agreement, in the structure, we have a body which mainly gather representatives from ministries, sport ministries, and we do have another body, which is the consultative committee, where the sport movement is represented. And when I speak about sport movement, we do have, of course, federations. We do have umbrella NGOs as well. We have a European Olympics Committee, UEFA. We have European Paralympic Committee. And so we try as much as possible to cover different groups of sport, be it individual sport like tennis, for instance, or team sport like rugby or football. Mm. But we also try to have segment of or NGOs representing some minorities or groups, like, for instance, I mentioned the sport for people with disabilities with the Paralympics movement, but also women in sport. There's a European network which is a member of the consultative committee, and our aim is precisely to combine efforts from the sport movement and from the public authorities to make sure that they follow the same agenda and go in the same direction to improve, to progress with sport policies.
And I know that you're quite concerned with the ethics of sport and the code of ethics of sport. And that very often comes to the fore when it's obvious that codes of ethics have probably been broken. How far are they based on the suggestions of EPAS, or do you sort of get a chance to suggest new ideas for ethics in sport?
Well, at the moment, for instance, we are mostly concerned with governance in sport. You know, there are many cases of match fixing, for instance, but we also deal with governance within the sport bodies. And when we have meetings, for instance, with federations or with the sport movement, when we organize training seminars or political conferences, we, and especially in the field when we speak about racism, all forms of racism, and the fact that there is, for instance, an institutional discrimination within the sport governing bodies, which is linked to the governance subject, then we always remind both public authorities and the sport movement that there is indeed a code of ethics, and that, of course, it's not binding because it's a political document. It's not a convention, you know. So it's a political commitment from the states in the first instance, but it's also a commitment from the sport governing bodies who join EPAS, the Enlarged Partial Agreement on Sport, to commit themselves to respect these rules. So it's a bit of a dialogue, if I can put it that way, between all actors, all stakeholders, to make sure that indeed the rules of the ethics code is respected.
All right, and finally, can I ask you about the results? I think today was workshop day, was it, or yesterday at the conference in Nicosia. Were you able to get any information about how the participants performed here in Cyprus when it came to the fight against racism in sport?
Well, yes, they will present tomorrow, actually, the results of their cooperation, because, you know, they work in pair. So there are two persons presenting, working currently on different support, be it writing support, poster campaign, radio show, video, and we'll have the results tomorrow. I have not seen the results yet, hopefully tonight, because I'm in the panel tomorrow, and we'll see what we can take from here and use afterwards, because of course the whole purpose, this event in Nicosia is one of the events, but it's surely, it has to be followed up at some point by the participants, obviously, but we also have to go back to our authorities and to present what has been done by the participant, because it can also give ideas for future projects.
Of course it can. Sonia, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I know I must let you go. Thank you very much for joining us on the Cyprus Broadcasting Corporation. Enjoy the rest of your stay in Cyprus.
Thank you very much, Rosie.